Hello,
Digital marketing help.
Good afternoon. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm registered and very, very, very likely to vote.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
I'm registered as independent.
Independent. Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? I mean, a white, Caucasian, Asian, or Asian American? African American or black or Hispanic?
None of the others. Egyptian, but I guess they put me down as white.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. And what is your age?
I am 60.
60. Thank you so much. And, well, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
No, right direction.
Right direction, thank you. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of health care, crime and public safety, abortion, climate and the environment, local growth and development, taxes, the economy and jobs, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
Insurance.
The insurance. Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? But definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or least likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or leans likely to the Republican candidate?
At this point, I'm definitely for the Republican candidates.
The Republicans, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or solely disapprove?
Say that again. What's the question?
Yeah, is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly approve.
Strongly. Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And the first one is Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's a liberal, strong liberal, so strongly disapprove.
Oh, so would you say that is... Well, in this case, our unfavorable is very unfavorable for you.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And what about Zienna Austin?
Don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Mike Caruso?
Don't know who that is.
Thank you so much. And, well, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting, or probably voting, for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you so much for that. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Zienna Austin, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I don't know either, so I have to research them. And that's what I do before I vote.
All right. Well, this question is about the same but just for quality purposes, let me read it. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that question because I have not done the research on either one.
All right, all right.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Just it was that was just for quality purposes. I had to read that, but thank you. Well, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or usually vote Democrat or vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans or usually vote for a Republican or always vote Republican?
None of the above. I'm an independent, so I don't.
All right, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
Master's in business.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Islamic, agnostic, atheist, non-believer, or is it another one?
I'm a Muslim.
All right. Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and, well, for your participation. And, well, hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks to you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.